called Science and Synapse. That's the recorded version of our live in studio guests today. William the Accountant from the new album called Strophes. I like that song. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm a biology major. I was in college. And I like the poetry.
It's
nature
nice.
And science and string theory. And we thought, hey, we're just going to be honest about who we are.
That's fabulous. Tell me about this name, William the Accountant. I love it. Of course, Matt the Electrician, and that's how I transposed the two this morning. But I just
no none apology of you is, needed.
Is any of you named William?
My middle name's William.
It is? I didn't even know that.
You didn't even know that.
So is that your alter ego then?
Yeah.
Well, we have a certain thing that we're trying to do, and it happens to take the form of a band and music because we have instruments and a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of say if you had a calculator in a corner office, you could do it the same. So William the Accountant, an honest name, an honest job.
I love it.
It also happens to be my dad's name and job.
I see. Very nice. You guys are live on stage tomorrow night as a part of the second night of the two-day extravaganza that gets underway both nights, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 mm-hmm. at Canal Street Tavern. Some of the finest bands from this neck of Ohio paying tribute to some great music that continues to be made here. It's just a real treat to have you guys on. It's Kevin and Zach and Murphy the Duke on the drums back there today. And if you would be so kind as to hit us a tune and tell us a little bit about it before you head in.
Yeah, this is called Of Danielson. It's a new song that we've been messing around with. We'll play it tomorrow with all the guys. This is an acoustic version. And from that, we're going to go ahead and head into our song, To Be a Creator.
It's William the Accountant live on Excursions.
It starts with a little objective. I've written the book, now let it go. It starts with the loss of an ego. I leave it at home. It starts with a little decision in a life that you're on. It starts with the reaching out, so however you take hold, take hold. Open, there is a light. You can see the sun, it's not too bright. The sun is begging everyone to come outside. We're out in the street, so why don't you come and join us? You are a creator, you get things done. You're done reacting, it's all or none. What you're doing, you cannot wait. Life as you know it, you create. Working on your thinking. Now what comes next? Some conversation, simpler and sweat. Now you're building, you're an architect. The many situations you need to control. I need a bit intense, oh, no, you need to focus in. Explore all options, explore them all. Start something new, start something small. Up to the challenge, up to the test. To hell with comfort, to hell with rest. Keep moving forward, keep moving in. Move at right angles, try long division. Better stand up straight and set high standards. Get down to work, get down to business. We learn a lot, we gain some wisdom. Gain some from dads, gain some from uncles. Uncles that paint, some uncles that paint. Talk, tell uncles take pictures, some they observe. Now you're back at the door, that door's still open. Take one step out, you're ready to go. Stop sitting around, stop watching TV. Get on your way, it's all you know. Down the hall, take a left and said before you, a big old door. Now what's behind it? The sun is begging that they think to come outside. We're out in the streets, why don't you come and join us? You are a creator, you get things done. You're dumb reacting, it's so unknown. What you're doing, it cannot wait. Life as you know it, you create.
William the Accountant live on 91.3 WYSO.
Thank you very much. I like that song. Very cool. Thanks.
I like that science creeping in to what you're doing there. That's fabulous. They're live on stage with Dayton Does Dayton tomorrow night. It gets underway tonight and tomorrow, both nights at 7:30 at the fabulous Canal Street Tavern right here in the great Gem City. Tell me, you have Columbus roots, but you also have Dayton, Springfield, even Yellow Springs roots. Is that right?
Yeah, I live in Springfield right now. I did live in Yellow Springs for about outskirts of Yellow Springs for about 2 years.
So you're Miami Valleyan and beyond. So tell me, you normally would have another two members, and they'll be with you on stage tomorrow night. Tell me about your lineup.
And analog
part-time percussionist.
Wow.
A man of many
the
parts.
The agogo. He plays the agogo, the cuica. Lots of different things.
No kidding. Well, before this is done, we'll hear an interesting instrument out of you, Kevin. But So Kevin, Zach, and Murphy, three-fifths of what will be on stage.
That's it.
For tomorrow.
We're doing math. Math with William the Accountant. Fractions today. Fractions, science. Next up, I don't think any of us are really good at English. I don't know. Maybe
Murphy. I think you got away with it. I think you guys are managing to turn a phrase.
Thanks.
I like it. So does your dad, is he honored that you kind of more or less named the band after him?
Yeah. He's a rock for us, and he's proud. And a couple times he's just made it for me. Once we got a little upset once. There's a band who started playing in Springfield called William the Great.
Oh.
And we're like, no way. That's not possible. I know there's like you said, Matt the Electrician, things
right.
like that.
Sure.
It's a little bit of a theme. But when I told my dad about it, he was like, oh, nice. So another band named themselves after me.
Oh.
I was like, all right, there it is. That justifies it.
Let's check the positive spin on that. Yeah, oh, that's so fabulous. So the fact that you named the band after him probably makes up for the fact that you dropped out of graduate school to be in this band.
Are you saying that because I've painted my guitar?
I am saying that. Tell us what is written on your Git Fiddle there.
Well, in the theme of Woody Guthrie, I've painted "This Machine Killed Grad School" on my machine.
But in the great, beautiful, poetic justice, poetic beauty, you've worn off a few of the letters with the many strums, yeah. So it says Machine.
Machine, which goes to the world beat feel of the band. Machine.
We are live in the studio with one of the many great bands that will be on stage for this two-night extravaganza at Canal Street Tavern starting tonight. It's William the Accountant live in studio, and I have to say I'm just completely charmed. What do you got next?
Next, we got Mailrooms. Yeah, and if I could ask, can I get a little more of my guitar in the monitor?
Yeah, you know, I tried to give it as much as I can do in here. I don't know what's going on. You don't have any volume control out there, do you?
I do. But as long as it's coming through for you and the listeners, that's fine with me.
We'll give it all you've got, and I'll try to make the adjustment in here. Just two panes of glass away. William the Accountant live.
Yeah, I think that's coming through.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's good.
There we go.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Live on Excursions.
Of the clouds, I'm formed from the ashes of a burnt down house, and we are born in mail rooms. A few shared moments in the afternoon. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And when the postman drinks his tea, he talks it twice, once for me. The lights out in the street help to contest just how things seem. And what you wear to sleep is then what you wear in jeans. Oh yeah, it's true. This is good. I put on my best suit and tie, climb into bed. I hope I look nice, 'cause we all live in bedrooms. A quiet place for something new. With all this mail, what's one to do? And when the postman drinks his tea, he talks the things he sees. The yellow is always in need of the color blue for it to shine green. The heart is hard to please, and they say love is all you need. It's the first step. Now what's next? Thank you very much.
William the Accountant live on 91.3 WYSO. It's called Mail Rooms. I love it. I'm sensing a little science there as well.
Yeah.
I love it. Live on stage tomorrow night as a part of the two nights, tonight and tomorrow at Canal Street Tavern, William the Accountant. So this record that you have out that we heard that first track from, Strophes. Remind me of the meaning of Strophes, S-T-R-O-P-H-E-S.
Yeah, and the Greek ode. There are three movements, the strophe, the antistrophe, and the epode. And so we kind of thought, let's start with this. And we were going to do just those three albums, but now I feel like there's a little more to Strophes, so we might run with that one a little bit and bring antistrophes hopefully in a few years.
I love it. So you read a lot as a kid.
Yeah. In fact, I've been reading some of the kids' books again, too.
Good.
I've been reading this book called Abba Yo-Yo. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's Pete Seeger actually wrote it. And that's what I've been reading this week is Abba Yo-Yo. And it's about a little boy who plays a ukulele. Wow.
What a transition. Look what you have in your hand.
That wasn't planned, I promise.
Well, tell us a little bit about this. It's a ukulele. It's four strings and it's small, but it's not. It's technically actually a Brazilian instrument.
Yeah, it comes from Brazil. It's called the cavaquinho.
Cavaquinho.
And I don't know how I really got into it. Maybe the movie City of God really kind of turned me on to Brazil and the music there. And we play the agogo. We got a cuíca, a lot of different Brazilian instruments.
I love it. Well, it sounds great. I really appreciate you have kind of an unorthodox approach, but it comes off so much feeling familiar. I like
cool.
it
yeah,
quite
all
a lot.
Right. Nice.
William the Accountant live on 91.3 WYSO. Your last song is 134. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's 134 is in the page number.
It's a page number?
Yeah, a page number from from another book. Not a kid's book. from Siddhartha.
Get out. This is awesome.
So, I don't know. Yeah, influences from all over the place. Science, literature.
That's great.
The streets of Yellow Springs. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Well, it all comes together. That's kind of the beauty of it. We move around and just gather up bits.
Yeah, that's it. It's a melting pot. And that's why this group, if any success we have, is due to that. Everyone brings in where they've been. Chris has spent some time in Africa. He brings a lot of that cultural influence into it. We just bring whatever we've got, and what comes out the other side is hopefully something that people can get into.
If you'd like to find out more about this band, and I hope you will, you can go online at williamtheaccountant.com. That's www.williamtheaccountant.com, or you can come see him play live tomorrow night.
We'll be there.
Canal Street Tavern. So please, you guys could stop by. Let's hear 134.
All right, thank you. Just how it is. The potential Buddha. I will regret this song. Everything is at the same time. Everything is at once. Everything is at the same time. Everything is at once. Everything is at the same time. Everything is at once. Everything is at the same time. Everything is at once.
What's now my new favorite song? That's William the Accountant on 91.3 WISO. You guys are just delightful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Especially this guy back here, the Duke Murphy.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah, yeah. Look at him and that subtle touch, just finessing.
Yeah, and if you think we're delightful, you should meet Andrew and you should meet Kevin Bednar.
Yeah.
Well, you'll all be together, all five of you, 5/5 of William the Accountant tomorrow night in night 2 of Dayton Does Dayton at Canal Street Tavern. Yeah. Just a great, great celebration. Well, I really appreciate you guys.
No, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for letting us come on.
Top flight. I hope you will go find out more about this great band from right here in our little corner of Ohio, WilliamTheAccountant.com. That's www.WilliamTheAccountant.com. It's a really good deal to get in. You can find out the price at CanalStreetTavern.com, and I hope that you will do that. Gentlemen, what a delight. Hey, is there another one on here that I could play to play us out here?
Yeah. We didn't play it because it's a pretty bass-driven song.
Yeah.
But Vega, which I believe is number 9.
It is. Look at you and your fancy big brain.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time thinking about that album. So I should know.
I guess
you did. Yeah, we'll play that one tomorrow night. So if you like it, guys, come on out.
Fabulous. Thanks for being here, William the Accountant. You keep us posted. You promised me that you'll do it.
All right, for sure.